This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dan, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Getting ready for the week of Bears. Yeah. Bears. What do we call it?
Mandatory mini camp.
Yeah, but I'm saying like accountability. Is that the new buzzword? Like what is it that we're seeing from this head coach that we expect to see? I wonder if it's more like liability. Like if you don't do it right, we'll sue your arse.
We're gearing up for the most significant week in Bears history until the next most significant week in Bears history, which will happen in late July. I think what we've seen here in the early going with Ben Johnson is just an intensity and an unwillingness to kind of accept some of the lackadaisicalness or sloppiness in spurts. And then you just have to figure out a way to sustain that. It's really easy to do in the early going. It's much harder in the third week of August when guys are grinding and worn out. And so you got to find that balance of how to press those buttons, when to press those buttons. But so far so good in the early stages of what we've seen out there.
It seems like the players are really welcoming that new level, I guess, of accountability. What are you looking for this week, Dan, as we'll have three consecutive days to kind of watch and hear and listen and talk about whatever happens this week?
I think you hit the nail on the head there, as we actually get three consecutive days to be out there. And so you're able to kind of get a feel for the flow of that week. The last couple of weeks, we've only been out there for a Wednesday and you don't know what happened on Tuesday or Thursday. So you can observe, but drawing conclusions becomes harder. And so we'll be looking at just kind of the consistency of the guys that are playing out there. Obviously the quarterback's in the center of that lens. I want to see availability too. You know, TJ Edwards, Kyler Gordon out last week with soft tissue stuff. Gordon is a guy, obviously, who just got signed to the big deal, but has missed time in all three of his years. So you want to see him start to check that dependability, durability box in that regard. Luther Burden, another guy that's missed some time here in that rookie class. You know, there's some injuries there. We knew Colston was going to be out, but now Burden's missed a few weeks. And every week you miss, you kind of set yourself back on your ability to grow and gel into something. And so that's all part of it. I don't think we're going to get any real significant conclusions drawn until we're into training camp and both sides of the ball have more of what they want to do installed, and we can start to see that evolve.
Yeah, I agree with that, Dan. But I think what's fun about this is that getting to see consecutive days will help you understand whether the similar mistakes are repeated. In other words, like if someone's doing something wrong, and it seems like Ben Johnson is the kind of guy who's going to call out everything. Yeah. And if he's calling out the same stuff, that's going to be a very interesting sign as to who is picking up on things and who isn't. And I'm talking about Caleb Williams more than anyone else with that. You got to know that he's figuring it out and it's kind of stacking up for him. I think we may have
did we lose Dan?
Lost Dan for a second.
Oh, no.
We'll get him back.
We'll get him back.
But that I think, is one of the keys. Like,
yeah.
It's one thing to have a bad practice, but if you're putting together a few of them in a week, you know, that's not to be enjoyed. Dan is back with us. Hey, Dan, sorry about that.
There we are. Yeah, I lost the tail end of your question, but I think you were talking about just the consistency of mistakes. And,
yes.
And when you see those, then we've got to dial in on that. What's fascinating to me here in the next few months is watching the bond and the connection between Ben and Caleb grow,
yeah.
Because I think there's a presumption that this is just automatically going to work. And I don't know that we know that it is, right? You're going to have a hard driving coach with a quarterback who is requested to be coached hard. But when the actual hard coaching comes, how do you respond to it? How do you take a bad series? How do you take a bad day? How do you take a bad week and reset and respond to the coaching that you're getting? And so that's going to be part of this process here that we're going to watch develop a little bit this week. And then obviously when we get into training camp, to see how they are gelling together and understanding that they don't have to be, as we say every summer, a finished product by week one,
right?
But you have to be moving in the right direction by week one, you know? And so that is all part of this process, and watching those guys kind of find their rhythm and communicating and connecting with each other is a big part of this puzzle.
I don't know about you, Dan, but I'm hoping we get to hear from Cole Kmet this week, just someone that has been very sort of absent, I guess you could say, over this offseason. Obviously, the Bears drafting a tight end with their, you know, first round pick, I think, is notable for him specifically.
No question. Yeah. And you want to get his sort of thought process on where things are right now with himself, you know, and how he fits in with Colson Loveland being here, with the offense as a whole, and how it's evolving with a new coach trying to put in a lot of new wrinkles to make this team more explosive. And Cole's been here for many years. He's been through a lot of things here. And so his perspective is always very valuable. He's often willing to share it. And so I think the next time we hear from him will be pretty significant. And that's one of those things about the spring. A lot of times you learn more with your ears than you do with your eyes. And that's one of those ones where, yeah, when you get into that press conference room, you're going to want to listen and hear what you hear and then interpret what you're hearing.
I'm curious, in the sporadic moments you've had to watch Caleb Williams in this offense, does it seem like he's thinking through things in terms of his footwork, in terms of his, like, has the offense itself and the difference of him under center, is it still something he's learning, or do you feel like you've seen improvement, or is this even going to work? Because it could conceivably get to a point where they're not going to be able to do it if there are repeated mistakes at camp.
Can probably give you a better answer Friday when we've got these 3 days. I will say that, like, the comfort isn't there yet, and you wouldn't expect it to be, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's a new system being installed. There's new things being asked of you. You're using this period to get more comfortable. But even, you know, last week, you know, some of the routes on air, the precision isn't quite there. And that's like, okay, just file that away. You're not drawing any major conclusions, but it is a sign that the comfort isn't fully there when you're missing guys on routes on air and a couple picks and one in team drills and one on 7-on-7 in the practice we were watching last week. You know, you just got to get those cleaned up. You got to go back in the film room, get with the litany of coaches that you have there to work with and figure out what the mistakes were and figure out a way to work through those. And so gradually, you know, Ben promised that they were going to dump a lot on the offense to figure out who could handle what and how much each guy could handle. And so this is part of that process. When you start to streamline it, when you start to get into that month of August and start to figure out who you want to be, we'll have a little bit better chance to feel out what the comfort level should be and whether it's reaching that standard.
It's interesting, Dan, just sort of as you're talking, I'm thinking about, you know, preseason, early season. And initially when we got the schedule, I look at that week 5 bye week and I'm like, oh, it's so early for a bye week. But it's kind of a nice time, I think. There's going to be a nice sort of schedule, I guess, for the Bears to sort of figure out what's working and what's not working, because this is going to be on Ben Johnson to do everything he can to make it work for Caleb Williams and the offense. So I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud here as we look at, you know, the offseason. They have this summer break into training camp, preseason and then into that short 4 weeks of the, of the beginning of the season. Doesn't that kind of feel, now that I'm just talking about it, kind of feels like there's, it's sort of set up to make adjustments the way you were just explaining?
For a beat writer, it's atrocious.
Yeah, right.
You don't want 13 consecutive weeks of games to finish the year, but they don't care about me, as we've determined over the years. I think Ben has expressed what you just said there, that he feels like it's a nice time to kind of get a chance to take a step back, to figure out what did work in the first month of the season, what needs to come along. And he seems to be really leaning into that idea of the week five bye as a reset period that will be beneficial. Time will tell. I do love the fact that they're going to do the joint practices with two different teams. I think that gives you two different sets of tests, again, in a controlled setting where you can put your starters out there ones-on-ones and see what it looks like and really get some intel from what other teams are doing and what you want to try. And obviously you can script all that up and put yourself in so many different situations, and then it minimizes those preseason game actions. But they're going to get some chances here to learn who they are and who they want to be, and then have to step back and make those adjustments.
Yeah, we heard him talk about the idea that he likes the early bye week, because then they can do some adjusting. But the problem with that is they open up with Minnesota, and both, you know, you talk to someone in Vegas, both the Bears and Minnesota are listed as like 8.5 wins, and it seems like for every bet that's made, somebody is either betting against the Bears or betting against Minnesota. In other words, that first game may be a lot more important to their overall record than we want to acknowledge.
It's a spotlight game also. And so, you know, like we've lived that a few times where the week one spotlight game hasn't gone the way you want it to. And then all of a sudden it feels heavier. Like it feels like a game that means more in the direction of your season than it should. And oh, by the way, you follow that up with a short week trip to play the Lions, right? Like, so there's not much forgiveness in the early part of that schedule to get yourself the momentum that you want to get. Now go answer that bell and win that first game. And you know that the city will come alive, right? It'll be like, okay, here we go. The Ben Johnson era is off on the right foot, and he gets to go back to Detroit after that and try to flummox Dan Campbell with some trickery, and we'll see where that goes. But I do think that month of September is going to feel heavier than it probably should. And the Bears are going to have to figure out how to deal with that internally.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I just think that as I look at this period of time, they need to be getting a lot of work done. They really do. And I know he's dumping a lot of things on them, but, you know, like, as you guys well know, that the passage of time, it waits for no man, for the love of God. And it just feels like that this is valuable time. You just don't want to regret, like, he took too long figuring that out, or so, I should have done, you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, and I think Ben realizes that as much as anybody inside that building, and I think that's why that intensity is here. You know, he walked in the building in January and said, not only are we going to win, but we can win now. Right. When you set those expectations, you want to take advantage of every single day and make sure that every sloppy rep gets cleaned up immediately. And so I think that's where some of that fire and intensity is coming from, because he understands time is of the essence here, and we can't, you know, sit around and be okay with 2-4 and, oh, okay, we're moving in the right direction. No, like, we want to do some things this year. We need to get this quarterback unlocked this year. And so to do so, every time we get a chance to work together has to be productive. It has to be beneficial. And so hopefully they're making steps in that direction. But again, time will tell as to how good this flow and this bonding process is going.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Other than the injuries, Dan, defensively, what are you sort of looking for? I know Montez Sweat used the word complex to describe Dennis Allen's defense or Dennis Allen's personality. What are we looking for as we sort of try and learn how Dennis Allen is going to use the personnel that's here?
Right. And I think he wants to be attacking, and I think he wants to be creative. And we heard him talk about, you know, moving Gordon into a safety role at times and being creative in that regard. I think there's an idea of moving guys around on the defensive line to create matchups that help you, you know, get after the quarterback and start to create the pressure that hasn't been consistent enough in several years. I want to see more from Montez Sweat. I want to feel his presence, right? Like they paid him to be a presence. I didn't feel the presence when he got up and talked to us last week. That's for sure. He didn't seem like he wanted to be anywhere else but in that room discussing Bears football at that point. And so across the defensive line, I just want to see that they've got some teeth up there with the additions they've made. I think you both agree that the times that we've heard from Grady Jarrett so far have been energizing, and I think that energy is going to be important to this group. Now, can you back it with productivity at this stage of your career? That would be very important. And then just give that defensive front some teeth, and then all of a sudden everything else will seem a little bit easier.
I know that no football writer really wants to get into stadia issues, but the reality is there was some news in terms of the Illinois legislators not being able to give any sort of mega development tax breaks, which impacts the Bears. And there is no stadium money that is apparently among the bill to fund the state. So I don't know how impactful that is, but I would imagine that if you're Kevin Warren and you have set a timeline of, shovels in the ground by 2026, this is not great news for him this morning. And they, you know, I mean, it's been a lot of years that they've had a lot of meetings and we haven't seen any hint of shovels in the ground. What is your take on this latest? Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest, they're behind schedule and the momentum is not occurring the way that they thought the momentum might be occurring. And we've talked for a while about the financial obstacles and the government obstacles being massive to this project and trying to find support that allows you to get this thing moving in the right direction. I mean, it was Father's Day weekend of 2021 that they entered into the purchase agreement on Arlington Heights, right? Like that's 4 years ago, you know, and here we are kind of still spinning the tires in the mud and trying to find some traction, and they've got to figure out a way to do that here. Obviously the spring legislative session is closed and now your timeline has been altered because of that, because you didn't get some of the things that you hoped you would have been able to get out of this. And I don't know. I mean, I still think that this stadium will be in Arlington Heights. It just seems like the time to do it is getting further and further away every time that one of these developments occurs.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's an unfortunate reality, but I don't know how you, I mean, I, you know, again, it, you know, you go back and you, now you can kind of look at that, that ridiculous meeting where we're going to start with a prayer and all that. That seems like 100 years ago in itself.
Right.
Yeah, I, that was draft week. I was in Detroit for that and missed that whole production. But, right, like, yeah, at some point you've got to create some sort of tangible evidence that this project is moving in the right direction. And for a few years here, it's not been there, that there's been direction or momentum that they're going to get this thing rolling in the right direction.
And it does feel like the goalposts just sort of keep moving and moving. And you may say it with the same conviction of shovels in the ground in 2026, but it just sort of keeps continuing to get pushed back. And you wonder, you know, if you're not, if shovels aren't in the ground, what is going on other than you not using the money and wasting money?
And like steel is going up, right? There's
right, yeah.
I'm just saying, it just seems like, and we've heard
there's
Kevin
urgency.
Warren talk about how construction costs, like, you know,
every
you,
day
at some
yeah.
point you got to get to it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no question. And look, like, Kevin had a playbook from Minnesota, but he's facing a different defense in Illinois
yes.
than he was
yes.
in Minnesota, right? Like,
well said.
Sometimes you got to adapt. I don't know what you guys are doing this weekend, but I've got some old snow shovels in the shed that we could take out to Arlington Heights and just shove them in the ground and just let everybody know that there's
nice
actually
weather.
Shovels in the ground out there.
Yeah. Right.
That's beautiful. Okay, so just back to the week schedule. And I know that it's just, you know, we're not learning anything, but do you get a sense of any building camaraderie? You know, like when you hit – that's
yeah,
when you're playing football.
Yep.
So this is almost like you're hoping, oh my God, can they please win a 7-on-7 drill?
That's right. And we're in this era now where, because of the proliferation of social media, because of the explosion of the number of outlets that are quote unquote covering the team, there's an urge to attach heightened significance to every single day that we're out there, even when it's not there. It's cool to observe. Like I said, you just have to hold off on your conclusions until you have more evidence. I will say, you know, one guy that's caught my eye here in the last couple of weeks, Roma Dunze looks really,
yeah.
really
yes.
sharp, you know, and that's the best adjective I can apply to it, is sharp. And you heard that from his coaches as well. It was Antoine Randall-El first, and then Ben Johnson a couple weeks ago, just saying, man, like, he's really, really good at taking what we talk about in the classroom, applying it to the field, and making sure that he's taking advantage of every day. And so when you get that type of progress from a guy that's a first round draft pick, you say, okay, that's nice. I'm going to file that away and keep an eye on whether this continues through the month of August, right? Like, that's the big month for the Bears next after this. And hopefully they get some things done this week. I would also say that, you know, encouraged initially by what you're seeing from Ozzie Trapillo at left
right.
tackle.
Yeah.
Seems like he's at least going to put his foot forward in trying to compete for that job, depending on when Braxton comes back and what that whole situation becomes.
I totally agree with you, but I would say that if Braxton Jones isn't the starter, that's a setback. Just because he's been your starter, he is a guy that's been injured, and you want him back and healthy. I just feel like if they're opening the year with Ozzie Trapillo, that might not be the best sign.
Well, you're going to have to adjust, understanding that yeah. you have a rookie tackle there. But I don't know what Braxton Jones's health is going to look like the first yeah. time he sets foot on a practice field again, right? Like, that was a December kind of gruesome ankle injury that
yeah.
got that kind of glossed over because it happened at a time of year where everyone was so fatigued at the losing streak and everything else that was going on. But like, that's a tough injury to come back from. And then they also want him to put on weight while
yeah.
coming back from this injury to be able to anchor better against yeah. bull rushes. So yeah. there's a lot on his plate here in the next few months as well.
I'm really interested, Dan. There's so much made of the, you know, 8 captains last year, but who really were the captains? I think I'm really interested to see over the course of, you know, the next couple weeks and then into training camp, who are the leaders of
yep.
this group? And I don't want to see 8 captains. I want to see like 3 or 4 strong leaders. Who do you sort of, can you make any predictions of who you think those might emerge?
Well, Grady Jarrett's voice to me
yeah.
is one that just guys respond to. You guys know I'm a big juice guy. Grady Jarrett brings the juice. So like, if he can play still, which it seems like he can, if he can play still, like, that's a guy who knows how to do this, to be a pro every single day, to show guys how to do it, to correct guys when they're not doing it properly. They've talked a ton about Tooney's leadership since he got here, and it's a different style than Grady Jarrett brings. But, you know, that guy's a pro. He doesn't miss time, you know, and mm-hmm. he's just out there doing it right and making yourself available to guys who have questions. You know, you'd like to, I think we talked about this last year. You'd like to see some of those trenches guys become, you know, engines of the leadership train and see where it heads. Ultimately, your quarterback's got to get there at some point. But, I, you know, I don't know that last year, rookie captaincy with a guy that had a lot on his plate, and obviously it wasn't all going smoothly, was the best play there. And so they've got to identify that stuff. And then you also have to identify which guys aren't cut out to be leaders that maybe fans think are, you know, terrific players, but don't have the leadership chops to take your team in the right direction. And you've got to be on that as a coaching staff to understand what that looks like.
How important is it that players make that decision and you don't just – give guys leadership role? Because I'm wondering if Caleb Williams would be elected after fail. I mean, and Roma Dunze, God bless him, he got the Piccolo Award, but I just worry that, you know, Dave Wannstedt told us that there's been a couple times where he would manipulate the vote to get a guy as a captain. And if you have to do that, I wouldn't fault them for doing it.
I'm also cool with the quarterback being a ceremonial C on his chest too, because if you you don't give him that C, then the whole outside world goes, well, wait a second, the quarterback's not a captain. What's wrong there? So just throw that on Caleb's jersey, whether it's his or not, and then figure out who your other guys are around that to make this train go. And I think they've got a good list of candidates, and now it's kind of Ben's decision on what he prioritizes and kind of how he pushes that train along. Probably a good question at some point over the next four times that we get to talk to him before summer break to find out what he wants in his captains. That's a good one to put in the notebook.
Great stuff. Great talking to you, Dan. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Dan.
Always good talking to you guys.
That is Dan Wiederer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.